The U.S. is expected to reach 500,000 COVID-19 deaths this month. Carlitz Dennison of Tohatchee, New Mexico, is one of those lives lost. He passed away at the age of 63. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr brings us this remembrance.
Carl's favorite place to be was on a horse, preferably with family riding alongside him. In a video taken by his daughter, he teaches his granddaughter how to barrel race on the family ranch in Tohatchee. They're both beaming as she rounds the third barrel. But in the last months of his life, Carl didn't see much of his family or friends. He and his wife, Debbie, wanted to wait until the pandemic was over.
He had friends all over the country, all over. And so there were a lot of people that were shocked at what happened to him.
Despite months of strict social distancing, Carl and Debbie tested positive for COVID-19 in early December. By the end of the month, Carl was hospitalized and on a ventilator.
I just so sorry that it happened like this. You know, if he had to pass, you know, could have been another way. It was bad. It was so bad.
Carlitz Dennison was born and raised in northwestern New Mexico on the Navajo Nation. He grew up speaking Navajo, working on his family's ranch, and eventually competing in rodeos.
We met through rodeo. He was a very well-known cowboy back in the day.
He was among the first rodeo recruits at Navajo Community College, now known as Diné College, and went on to become a champion on the professional circuit.
Let's go to Tohatchee, New Mexico. Navajo Nation, where you at?
Even into his 60s, he was a fixture at regional rodeos.
He was such a good calf roper and steer wrestler and team roper. He was good at all three.
That's Lyman Cauliflower. He competed on the Diné College rodeo team in the 90s when Carl was the coach.
He was tough, but he was kind. You know, he wanted you to be the best.
Lyman had to leave his family on the Rocky Boy Reservation in Montana to join the team. So Carl welcomed Lyman into his family.
I spent a lot of time at his house and ate a lot at their dinner table and actually traveled to a lot of rodeos with him.
There's one trip he'll always remember. He was traveling to a rodeo in southern New Mexico with Carl, Debbie, and their three young children.
And Cassidy, you know, she was like 3 years old, and we drove past this yard sale, and she threw a fit and started crying because she wanted this tricycle that was at the yard sale.
So they pulled over and haggled for it. But the stop made them late, and by the time they arrived, Carl's event was already underway.
And they were calling his name when we pulled in there, and he was just barely buttoning his shirt up, and he got on horse and he won the steer wrestling.
All three of Carl's children followed in his footsteps on the rodeo circuit. Kyle, Devin, and his youngest daughter, Cassidy, who Carl coached all the way to the National Finals Rodeo in 2014. Devin says her dad was a mentor and father figure to many other young people.
Someone needed prayer, he would pray. When someone needed advice, he would humbly do it.
Devin had plans to connect with her father in a new way, through his first language.
This past year, I bought a book, a Navajo language book, and I showed it to him, and I was like, I want to do this because I want to have a conversation with you at some point in Navajo. And he was so excited.
When Carl and Debbie were sick, Debbie asked to be allowed into his hospital room so she could serve as a Navajo translator, but it was against policy.
I really feel like that's what went wrong. The language barrier that's there, because although he understood English, it's not his first language.
Debbie also wonders if Carl received substandard care in the overwhelmed tribal hospital where he was first admitted, and whether he faced medical racism after being transferred to another hospital.
That's what's been holding me back as far as trying to heal myself from it all. It's like, gosh, what are we? It's like pulling the short straw.
She says we can honor Carl by wearing masks, staying home, and getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.